Oh, I can't. I just can't. Stop. Just stop. I can't do this anymore. I really, really have just had enough. Oh no, not of you. I could never have enough of you. I love to hear you talk. I love that you feel so comfortable talking to me. Most mortals are a little nervous. Even when they get to know me, they're still nervous. But you? You're just... you. Open and honest and... oh no. I love to hear you talk. But not about this. Not about... I just can't. See, that's it. That is it exactly. Your failure of a love life. It's just... what is wrong with those mortal girls? I really... do not understand. I really, really do not understand. Oh, there has to be something wrong with them. Really? Are you being serious? You are. How can you not see it? How can you not know it? Darling, you are. Oh, you're special. Stop. Don't do that. Don't put yourself down. Don't make the little digs. Mortals can be infuriating. They're so complicated. Everything moves at such a quick pace. It's hard to keep up, but oh, I am done. I am so, so very dumb. I've been trying to be a little bit mortal. And when I say that, I mean I've been trying to be more user-friendly. Because I want you to be comfortable with me. You seem comfortable with me. But... I've dulled my edges. Become a little softer. You are so, so sweet. You are just wonderful. Stop. Just listen. You are an utter delight. A delectation. You are just... so tempting. The way you talk about those girls. They don't see it. I know that for a fact, because if they did, they would never stand you up, ghost you, leave you on red. Also, that is unbelievably rude. Do they not have manners? Probably not. They're probably too unintelligent. That was not mean. Oh, darling, you have no idea. I have been holding back. I've been myself, but a little less. Oh no, don't look like that. You know more about me than anyone. You know more about me than my own master. What I mean is, I've been fighting my instincts. Yes, I did tell you that you smelt really good. And you do. Your blood is... Your blood is just sublime, just like the rest of you. What I'm talking about is vampires are creatures of want. We need blood, but we immerse ourselves in the thrill of the chase. We dance in the moonlight. Not because we need to, but because we want to. Because we recognize the beauty. We recognize how good it feels. We recognize what is plain for all to see. Just like I recognize all that you are. Shh. Just listen. You are highly desirable. Stop. Don't. What am I doing? Oh, darling, whatever. Could you mean? Why am I looking at you like that? How am I looking at you? Looking at you with want and desire, with raw appreciation for all that I see. You mean that? I'm appreciating you because you're gorgeous. Those eyes, that smile, that body. Oh, those mortal girls are just fools. Utter fools. See, this is what I've been holding back. This is what I dulled a little, but not anymore, because, oh, you need to be appreciated, you need to be desired the way that you deserve to be, and oh, how you deserve it. Vampires are creatures of want. And while, yes, I do want to taste your blood, oh, I want to savor it. I want to close my eyes and just come apart at the edges, just savoring every facet of your flavor. I do want that. Oh, I really, really do. What I want more is you. To love you. To appreciate you. To make you feel to make you feel appreciated, to make you feel good. As creatures of want, we're all about the physical. We're all about sensation. When you're turned, your senses become heightened, sharper. I want to focus all of that on you. I want you to feel it. You're blushing. I like it. I really like it. In case you hadn't gotten a hint, I really, really like you. I love you. I love you in all the ways a vampire can. And that's so much better than any mortal could ever love you. Because I want to take my time. I want to court you without holding back, because I have. I was user friendly. But now, oh no, no more. Seeing you be so underappreciated, seeing you be passed over, ignored, makes me angry. Really, really angry, and all. Vampiric anger is cold and furious. Like a biting Arctic wind, it is unrelenting in all. I won't lie. I have thought about killing those mortal girls for making you feel less. For making you feel undesired. But why do that when I can appreciate you. I can quote you, compliment you, use all of my wiles to seduce you. That is what I'm doing. Your heart. Blood is thundering and all. There's no fear. There is never fear. I smell excitement, nervousness, disbelief. A bloom of hope. I'm not holding back anymore. And I'm going to play dirty. You are gorgeous. You're intelligent. You're funny. You're cute. It's not a bad thing. You make me smile. And when you make me smile, I just want to kiss you. I want you to feel my smile against your lips. As I slowly, slowly tell you how much I adore you. Oh, that's not fair. I know. Isn't it delicious? But not as delicious as you. Do you know when you're the most delicious? First thing in the morning. When you're sleepy and half awake. Oh, I just want to drag you back to bed and just watch you. Your breath just hitched. What did you think I was going to say? Not fair. Very not fair. No more will you be ignored. No more will you be unappreciated. No more will you be passed over. Oh no. I'm focused on you. I'm always focused on you, but this time I'm going to let you know. I want you to know. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel wanted and desired. And oh, I want you to feel good. And I'm going to take my time. Mortals are always in a rush. They waste what little time they have when really they should be savoring, delighting, just drowning in it. And oh, I will. So, no more talk of your failure of a love life, because oh, it's not a failure. It just needed the right girl, who it turns out isn't a girl at all. You're very quiet. Tell me about your day. I like to hear you talk. I like the way your voice makes me feel. Yes, I do. I expect you to talk. Why is there a problem? Is something distracting you? Oh, darling, I told you I would play dirty because I want. I love and all. I'm going to make you feel so loved. I'm going to make you feel so loved. But first, I'm going to make you a hot chocolate. And when I'm in the other room, you're going to be thinking about me. Let's just say this whole thing's going to be unfair, but it is going to be so much fun. And it's going to be just what you deserve, because you are just wonderful. Would you like whipped cream? Whipped cream on the hot chocolate? Why? What else would you like whipped cream on? Oh, I like this. Oh, you smell as good as you look. Oh yes, you should definitely get used to the compliments. Because now I'm going to say exactly what I'm thinking. Definitely whipped cream. I'll be back soon. Don't combust from blushing. It would be such a shame.